Stephen Colbert blames Tyre Nichols' death on systemic racism. By Paul Bois on January 31, 2023. Woke leftist late-night comedian Stephen Colbert blamed the death of Tyre Nichols at the hands of five black police officers on systemic racism. Colbert made his pronouncement on Monday night in response to a statement from Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., who rightly referred to the beating of Nichols as evil. "I don't know that there is any law that can stop that evil that we saw. I don't know there is anything you can do to stop the kind of evil we saw on that video," said Jordan. Rather than just using the opportunity to find unity with Republicans in a national tragedy that next to everyone seems to be disgusted by, Colbert chose to divide and attack Jim Jordan for not being sufficiently woke in his statement. "But if you keep witnessing evil and do nothing about it, at what point do you stop being a witness and start being evil?" Colbert asked Monday night. Watch below. Colbert did not address that some Republicans, like South Carolina Senators Lindsey Graham and Senator Tim Scott, have openly talked about police reform in the wake of Nichols' death, and instead chose to keep attacking Jordan for not believing white supremacy caused five black police officers to beat another black man to death. "The officers involved have been fired, but is it enough to get rid of a few bad apples? Seems like there might be a problem with the tree," Colbert continued. "The thing is, in that interview there, Jordan is dangerously close to understanding something. On that police video, we're looking at evil," he said. "And you have to stop that at its root. What is the root of evil? In this case, it's systemic racism. Systemic, because unlike so many of the examples we've seen, the five officers charged in this case are black and part of a special squad called Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods, or Scorpion. But Jordan can't go down that road to identify what kind of evil this is, because then he'd be in danger of being, what's the word? Woke. And if you're a Republican politician, you're afraid of being woke. You're afraid that once you're woke, you have to give up on having sex on your gas stove while fantasizing about the sexy green M&M," he added. Colbert likened Jordan's stance to Batman overlooking Gotham City and agreeing to do nothing. "But of course, everyone wants someone to do something about evil. There's a reason Batman doesn't look over Gotham and say, 'Woof, real mess down there. I don't like the look of that clown. Anywho, what are you gonna do? Guess I'll go to the Batcave and play Mario Kart with Robin,'" Colbert joked. CNN commentator Van Jones similarly argued that the beating of Tyre Nichols could still be fueled by white supremacy. "Black cops are often socialized in police departments that view certain neighborhoods as war zones. In those departments, few officers get disciplined for dishing out street justice in certain precincts, often populated by black, brown or low-income people, where there is a tacit understanding that the rulebook simply doesn't apply," Jones wrote.